Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
What you are thinking. Most of the time, a deeper dive into your mind's patterns. What I've often seen in Vedic astrology is that the fifth house, its ruling planet, and the sun in your chart reveal a lot about your thought patterns and mental energy. These elements combine to shape not only your intellectual approach, but also your creativity, passions, and even romantic inclinations. Let me guide you through how each part of this cosmic trio impacts what you're likely thinking about most of the time. 1. The fifth house, core of your thoughts and creative energy. Intellect and creativity. In astrology, the fifth house is your center for mental energy and how you channel creative expression. If you find yourself deeply drawn to art, music, or conceptual work, it's likely because this house has strong influences that make you naturally creative. Romantic thoughts and joy. This house also governs romance and love. So if you're daydreaming about love, the fifth house has a role here. You're often thinking about joy, excitement, and even the thrill of speculative risks because this house fuels those desires. Judgment and speculation. When you weigh risks or have a gut feeling about something, that's your fifth house talking. It controls your ability to make calculated moves. So if you're drawn to areas that involve speculation, like investments, this house plays a big part. 2. The fifth lord, directing your thought patterns. The planet ruling your fifth house, known as the fifth lord, gives direction to your thoughts, focusing your intellectual energies. Its placement in your chart is like a map to understanding what captivates you mentally. If it's in the first house, you're often self-reflective, thinking about how you come across to others or how you express yourself. In the second house, family and security are big themes, and much of your thinking might be about values, traditions, or stability. In the third house, you're likely absorbed with learning, communication, and perhaps building specific skills that let you express yourself. In the 10th house, your career dominates your thoughts, guiding you to think about achievement, recognition, and success. Kesha 3, the sun, illuminating your sense of purpose and thought clarity. Self-esteem and purpose. The sun represents your soul and drives your sense of purpose. If your sun is strong and well-placed, you're likely confident and clear-minded, with thoughts that gravitate toward meaningful pursuits. When you feel the urge to work towards something significant, that's the sun lighting up your mind. Sun's placement effects. In the fifth house, you're often thinking about leadership, creativity, and ways to stand out. It amplifies your desire for self-expression. In the ninth house, your mind wanders toward big picture ideas, philosophy, and perhaps spiritual concepts. You're drawn to explore and question. In the 12th house, your thoughts may turn inward. This placement pulls you toward introspection and possibly even spiritual or subconscious exploration. 4. Aspects and conjunctions, shaping specific thought themes. When planets influence your fifth house, fifth lord, or sun, they add layers to what you're thinking about. Jupiter's influence makes your thoughts optimistic, broad-minded, and often philosophical. Mercury's influence sharpens your analytical abilities, making you focused on communication and intellectual agility. Saturn's influence adds seriousness and sometimes skepticism, making you think practically and with discipline. Mars's influence intensifies passion and drive, but can bring impulsive or assertive thinking if not balanced. 5. Combining these influences for your mental blueprint. By considering the unique blend of your fifth house, fifth lord, and sun's positions, I can get a sense of your main mental themes. Here are a few examples to show how these play out. If you have a powerful sun and a fifth lord in your 10th house, your mind is likely focused on ambition and creativity in your career. If your sun and fifth lord are in water signs or in the 12th and 8th houses, your thoughts might often be introspective or focused on deeper, transformative subjects, such as psychology or even the occult. Nakshatra influence on thought process in the fifth house. Now, let me examine the placement of different planets in each one of the 27 nakshatras of Vedic astrology within the fifth house, and let's see how that plays out in your thought process. Each nakshatra brings its unique flavor to your mind's landscape, and the planetary placements within these nakshatras can further refine and add depth to what you think about and how you process the world around you. Thought patterns of Ardra Nakshatra for all ascendants. Ardra Nakshatra, located in Gemini and ruled by Rahu, is symbolized by a teardrop, representing transformation, intensity, and the power of storms. Known for its fierce and introspective energy, Ardra is the nakshatra of seekers who undergo cycles of growth through challenges, resilience, and deep self-awareness. This nakshatra encourages introspection, emotional depth, and the drive to understand life's complexities and truth, often through transformative experiences. Here's how the fifth lord in Ardra Nakshatra shapes your thought patterns, depending on your ascendant and house placement. Aries ascendant, sun as the fifth lord in Ardra Nakshatra, third house. With the sun as the fifth lord in your third house, Ardra's intense energy brings a focus on communication, courage, and self-expression. You may often think about how to convey your ideas with honesty and power, driven by a need to express your true self. Ardra's transformative influence encourages you to explore and question, often pushing you to break down old mental patterns and bring clarity and strength to your words and interactions. Taurus ascendant, Mercury as the fifth lord in Ardra Nakshatra, second house. With Mercury in the second house, Ardra adds a penetrating, insightful quality to your thoughts on family, values, and finances. You're likely to be introspective, often analyzing your beliefs and the values you hold. Ardra's influence makes you curious about uncovering the truth, prompting you to think deeply about the structures and traditions around you. Your mind is focused on understanding and transforming your approach to stability and resources. Gemini ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Ardra Nakshatra, first house. With Venus as the fifth lord in your first house, Ardra brings a passionate, transformative energy to your thoughts on self-expression, beauty, and identity. You're likely driven to explore who you truly are, often reflecting on how you present yourself to the world. Ardra's influence encourages you to look beyond appearances, contemplating how to express your inner self with authenticity. Your mind is keen on exploring layers of personal identity and connecting with others through shared depth. Cancer ascendant, Moon as the fifth lord in Ardra Nakshatra, 12th house. With the moon as your fifth lord in the 12th house, Ardra's intense and introspective energy guides your thoughts towards spirituality, introspection, and the subconscious. You may often contemplate life's mysteries and seek to understand hidden aspects of yourself. Ardra encourages you to embrace transformative growth through spiritual practices and inner reflection, with your mind constantly exploring the deeper emotional currents that shape your inner world. Leo ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Ardra Nakshatra, 11th house. With Jupiter in the 11th house, Ardra's transformative energy brings a deep focus to your thoughts on friendships, social networks, and ideals. You're likely to seek meaningful connections and may often think about how to create or join groups that foster growth and intellectual depth. Ardra's influence urges you to challenge the status quo, making you think about how to contribute to society in ways that allow for progress and change, often contemplating the larger impact of your social engagements. Virgo ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Ardra Nakshatra, 10th house. With Saturn in the 10th house, Ardra's intensity guides your thoughts on career, public image, and responsibility. You're likely focused on pursuing professional goals with resilience, often thinking about how to transform and solidify your position in your field. Ardra's influence brings a serious and introspective approach, pushing you to confront challenges in your career and contemplate how to make a lasting impact through discipline and dedication. You may often think about how to balance power with responsibility in your public role. Libra ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Ardra Nakshatra, 9th house. With Saturn in the 9th house, Ardra's transformative and intense energy guides your thoughts toward higher learning, philosophy, and spirituality. You may often think about life's larger questions, driven by a desire to understand deep truths and uncover wisdom through experience. Ardra encourages you to approach your beliefs with introspection and critical thinking, prompting you to examine and, if necessary, reshape your worldview to align with newfound insights and realizations. Scorpio Ascendant. Jupiter as the fifth lord in Ardra Nakshatra, 8th house. With Jupiter in the 8th house, Ardra's influence brings an inquisitive and intense focus on transformation, mysticism, and the unknown. You are likely drawn to exploring topics of depth and mystery, often contemplating life's hidden layers and spiritual truths. Ardra's energy pushes you to seek wisdom in areas that others might avoid, making you curious about what lies beyond the surface. You may often think about how to expand your understanding through transformative experiences, with a focus on growth through challenges and resilience. Sagittarius Ascendant. Mars as the fifth lord in Ardra Nakshatra, 7th house. With Mars in the 7th house, Ardra's influence brings a passionate, driven energy to your thoughts on relationships and partnerships. You may often think about how to build connections that go beyond superficial interactions, seeking depth and authenticity in those you partner with. Ardra encourages you to approach relationships with courage and honesty, often pushing you to confront truths and work through challenges to create stronger, more resilient bonds. Your mind is engaged in understanding how to navigate partnerships with purpose and intensity. Capricorn Ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Ardra Nakshatra, 6th house. With Venus in the 6th house, Ardra's transformative energy shapes your thoughts on service, health, and daily routines. You may often think about how to bring meaning and growth into your work life, driven by a desire to find purpose and resilience in your daily responsibilities. Ardra's influence encourages you to approach health and routine with a critical eye, often contemplating how to transform your habits for better well-being. Your mind is focused on how to make a positive impact through meaningful service and consistent self-improvement. Aquarius Ascendant. Mercury as the fifth lord in Ardra Nakshatra, 5th house. With Mercury in the 5th house, Ardra's energy brings curiosity and depth to your thoughts on creativity, self-expression, and learning. You're likely driven to explore ideas that challenge the norm, often contemplating how to communicate your unique perspective with authenticity and impact. Ardra encourages you to question and probe, seeking truth and originality in your creative pursuits. Your mind is focused on expressing complex ideas in ways that provoke thought and foster understanding. Pisces Ascendant, Moon as the fifth lord in Ardra Nakshatra, 4th house. With the moon in the 4th house, Ardra's introspective and intense energy shapes your thoughts on home, family, and emotional security. You may often reflect on your inner world, contemplating how to find peace and resilience within yourself. Ardra's influence encourages you to explore the roots of your emotions and family ties, often thinking about how to bring transformation and healing into your domestic life. Your mind is deeply connected to understanding your own emotional landscape, seeking clarity and depth in your personal relationships and environment.